if you do rideshare for enough years or any kind of job where you're dealing with the public and they're, especially if you do certain kinds of jobs, which I have, you deal with the public and you see how they live and how they act and how they fight and argue and how they talk and deal with each other, it becomes a repeat. You see the same characteristics. If you see somebody wearing red shoes, you need to run. If they're wearing red shoes, it's trouble. It's trouble. I promise you. The red always has to be above the blue. If you know somebody who's an alcoholic, you better run. Run. I mean run. Run. I'm not talking about walk. I'm talking about run. An alcoholic is nothing more than a somebody who don't know how to deal with life. Be honest with you. They don't want to face their self. They don't want to face life. They don't want to face their internal. They're usually kind of smart. They're usually smart. But they're too smart for their own britches, you know. I don't think I've ever met an alcoholic who knew the book of Proverbs. If a person would study the book of Proverbs, they would not become an alcoholic. They would escape Jezebel. They would get away from the scorners. They would have a good worldview. If they meditated on the book of Proverbs and really studied it, they would escape all that stuff. But people don't want truth. They want pleasure. Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of truth. Who is truth? Jesus is truth. So it lines up. You might say, well, that's not what the verse yet is. Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. So they love pleasure more than truth. And that's why because they love pleasure so much, they bend the truth. For real, if an alcoholic wanted to get right, all they had to do, instead of going to AA, they just read the book of Proverbs, get saved, and get right. I mean, it's really not that complicated. The Bible says, give strong drink to those that are perishing, right? So if somebody's perishing, yeah, they need something to ease the pain. I guess that's what the narcotics are for, really. And people get addicted to narcotics, you know. But you can actually get addicted to aspirin or Aleve and stuff like that. But if you have chronic inflammation, it's usually because of sugar. But anyway, back to what I was saying. If a person would read the book of Proverbs, they would escape a lot of trouble because the red flags are there. The Bible is holographic. The Bible is holographic. The Bible is holographic. The Bible is holographic. And if the Bible's holographic, that means 3D is holographic and everything is being revealed right in front of you. But you have to be astute enough and meditate enough and think enough to see it. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Even their words reveal their heart. There's really no excuse to get caught up. There's always a red flag. We've all been caught up with them and got tied in with a narcissist because they're master deceivers. But a lot of it's because we wanted it. We wanted to believe the lie. And so when you finally wake up and say, I don't want to believe the lie anymore, then you can escape. We lie to ourselves. It's a program. It's a death. You're born in a death cult. It's a death program. Why would you want to hurt yourself? Why would you want to hurt yourself? It's a death program. Death. anything that you do that is hurting yourself, it's death. Doesn't matter what kind of habit it is. If you're hurting yourself, it's a death program. You actually hate yourself. I know it's strong words, but it is what it is. A lot of times you don't know it. You don't know that you're hating yourself until somebody tells you. Why was I eating cheeseburgers and Coca-Colas my whole life? Because I didn't know. I didn't know I was in a death cult. I didn't know that McDonald's, have it your way, which the words reveal it, have it your way is a death cult. It's all a bunch of fancy words to make you think that they care about you. It's kind of like, it's no different than the witch or the Jezebel. Have it your way. Whatever you want, we got it for you. All your dreams come true. And the whole time she got 4 or 5 minutes, she's saying that too. And each one of them's going to hell with them. Hell in the handbasket. Oh, it's real, people. It's real. You're surrounded by the death cult.